Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
All right, what's going on, guys? Before we get into today's show, I want to talk to you about Auto Fiber and more specifically the Jimbo Kit. The Jimbo Kit is a collection of 26 pieces. And out of those 26 pieces, actually 22 of them are actual towels, and then there's four scrub pads that are absolutely insane for leather cleaning and steering wheel cleaning. But you're going to get 26 pieces, and currently the price is about $55, 56, 55, 55 is the price of the kit. That's a $77 value if you purchased all these things separately. So a huge discount. You're getting a lot of towels, a lot of value. You guys are starting that have gotten the kit are starting to post about it on Facebook and share it and talk about how much you love it. So big shout out to Auto Fiber. This week, I'm going to actually be doing a video of the kit and what I used each towel for within the kit. But honestly, just off the top of my head real quick, there's multi-purpose towels, those real plush towels that I like for like final wipe downs, black ones that I dedicate towards rims, and then my all-time favorite window towels are in that kit. You're going to get four of those window towels. It's basically four of every towel that I really like, and then the four scrubber brush it things. Those window towels are just dynamite too, though. Anyway, so check out autofiber.com. If you go to autofiber.com and just click kits, and then you could go to the Jimbo kit, that's going to be there for you. Also, if you like any of their other towels, or maybe you don't want to spend $55, you want to spend something less, you can use offer code Jimbo, J-I-M-B-O, and you're going to get 20% off your whole order and free shipping if you live in the U.S. So check out autofiber.com, check out that Jimbo kit, and let me know what you think by taking a picture of it and then tagging me so I can get your feedback. Cool. On to the show. Here we go. All right, welcome to episode 286 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. Today on the show, we brought Travis McNutt, T-Nut, and a bunch of other various names that he calls himself when you call him. And he was the guest on episode 275, where we talked about kind of his story, him detailing out of an Infiniti G35, and all that. So if you want to go back... Seven. Sorry, I thought about that when, whatever. So
there's a difference. Whatever.
There is a difference. Usually, to only people who drive them. Anyway, so if you want to go back and hear his story about how he's detailing out of a sedan, how about that? That's episode 275. But today, the reason why I wanted to bring him back on is that he's doing a really, really effective way of getting new clients and a lot of higher dollar spending clients as well. And Travis, as we talked about on the phone previous, a lot of people write in and ask how they get to this, maybe not this level, but how they get these clients that you're getting. How do they get them without, you know, maybe spending a ton of money and all that? So can you kind of give us a little bit of background as to how you came up with this idea and then walk us through what you've been doing to land these cars and jobs and well-paying jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't exactly remember like what led me on to the method, but I think I'll say just a couple of things. You have to be aggressive whenever you go out and pursue clients. I mean, they're not going to come to you. They will, but usually through repeat and referrals. But if you want to grow your business, you want to be successful, then you have to go out and you have to put yourself in front of those people and give yourself the opportunity to land the job in the first place. And so what I've been doing is going to local car clubs. So like I live in Dallas, I'll go to the DFW Corvette Car Club. You have two options. You can request to join the group, or you can just go to group info and there's a members list of the group. So you can go into the members list. And then what I've been doing is just going through the member list and individually friend requesting each person, if not all of them, or if they do have a picture of the Corvette as their profile picture, then I'll friend request them. And so that what that's doing for me is two things. It's growing my network, and by them accepting my friend request, then I'm going to always come up in their newsfeed. So it grants me the opportunity to continually market to that person until they maybe decide to delete me. So, and people may think, well, I don't just want to go around and request all these people I don't know. It's like, well, you may not want to do that, maybe uncomfortable, but do you want to be broke or do you want to be uncomfortable? Do you want to grow your business or do you want to be uncomfortable? You know, most of the things that I've experienced to grow my business have been super uncomfortable. I've had to take risk and do things that I don't necessarily enjoy or prefer to do, but it's effective. And so I'm just going to like Corvette, Chargers, Mopar, Mustangs. I'll go to Lamborghini, Ferrari, and you can even search out other detailed companies and you can look at their members list. And so when you go to Facebook, you can put up in the search bar pretty much anything you want. So I may search out Dallas Corvette, and you can refine the search material in several different ways that can be posts, like people that have posted about that. And you can go down through the feed and you can comment on those posts. You can post advertising on those posts. I put together a little 30-second video on my cell phone that just rolls through maybe six or seven different cars that I've done. It's got my company information and a little cheesy music behind it, you know, so Facebook doesn't flag it for music piracy or whatever, but I'll just post that. And it's been really effective. And I guess you want to add to that?
Well, I was going to say, so you're posting in those groups with that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. I've talked to, whenever I request to be in the group, a lot of times they'll ask me if I own the car that the group is for, or, and if I say no, then they'll be like, well, we don't really want a bunch of this garbage post. And so I'll agree with the admin at that point in time and just say, look, I'm not going to flood your page with advertising for my business, but I may reach out to the members individually or show up to the car meets or come to the events that you guys host. You know, there's a number of different ways to get yourself in front of these potential clients. And
yeah, no, go on. I'm not interrupting you. I agree with you.
I think one thing that's also going to make you very successful is you need to know what you have to offer. So you need to have an offer. You need to have a process that you're working through, which I talked about some of that stuff on my first podcast. But you need to know how to sell your job. You need to know how to sell details and coatings or whatever it is that you may be, what work you may be performing. And I was thinking about this too. You know, I know it's for guys that are starting out and may not know how to do coatings. It's hard to go out and do exactly what I'm talking about. I do have a little bit of credibility. If you go to my social media platforms, either Travis McNutt, Peanut, or Texas Showshine on Facebook, and you can look down through my, I've got, you know, thousands of photos and videos. I'm constantly taking photos of all my work, constantly taking videos. And I may do a car this week and post a couple photos, and I may be slow a day next week, but I've still got some other photos, and I try to take some creative stuff that may be just appealing as you're scrolling through the newsfeed, a picture that's got like a lot of color. It just stands out instead of just like maybe a really plain video of walking around the car or something. I try to do something that's going to make that stand out, and I try to do a little bit of bait clicking for the title, and I'll emphasize or capitalize important words like you, and then I'll put all caps, need to take care of it or take advantage of this offer. Just something that slows down the mental thought process as somebody's looking over that post. So those are just little things that I do each and every time whenever I'm reaching out to people. And then if they do reach back out to me, I'm very persistent about following up with them. Depending on the type of work that they want to have done, I have pretty standard prices for my details. And then if we're getting into correction work, I have a pretty standard price that I charge. across the board, and I don't mind saying I do $350 for a single step correction and a 1 year paint sealant. If you want a two step, it's $500. My next step is $650, which is a two step correction and a 1 year ceramic sealant. And then next one would be $800, and it moves on up to like my platinum package, which is a double ceramic coating of the paint, the wheels, the trim, the vinyl, the glass, headlights, tail lights, literally the complete exterior of the car. I'll double coat everything. And like I'm running a special in June for $1,300, but I'm marketing that as a $2,200 value. And so it's extremely attractive to somebody who may be interested in a coating that they can take advantage of this package. And really it's worth every bit of $2,100. You know, $1,300 is a great deal. It's great for me. It's great for them.
Totally.
So all around, it's a win-win.
You know what I love about this kind of approach is, one, it's really inexpensive, but it's not traditional, because the traditional way, in some ways, that guys reach out to me and let me know how they're trying to gain new clients is by either leaving business cards or really expensive flyers or door hangers and stuff like that. And while that can be effective, it takes so much time to hit, you know, how long do you think it would take you to hit 100 people, you know, going door to door versus hitting 100 people on a car club group, you know, or hitting 100 people online, which is the benefit of trying to do stuff online, is you have the scalability of it. You know, and you could be in your underwear. You could be doing it at night. You could be doing it.
It doesn't cost you anything.
And it doesn't cost you anything. You know, and that's why I wanted to really share kind of that method behind it to people, because you're obviously being profitable with it. And I think other guys can really glean from it and do it as well. Is there any like brand of car or car club that works best for you? It might be situational and locational dependent, but is there one that's working better for you right now?
For me, like, I work on more Corvettes and like Challengers and Hellcats than anything else. And I think that's probably a direct result of how I'm trying to seek people out. But guys that have Hellcats, guys that have Corvettes, most times it's a second car that sits in the garage and they've got some disposable income. And so if you can make that connection, even after they friend request you, then if you're really adamant, you can go back and invite them to like your business page, or you can send them a short message that says, "Hey, thanks for the ad. The reason I reached out to you is I'm a professional detailer. I love my work, and I'd love to be able to come and showcase my skills for you and maybe do a free consultation if you're interested." Mm. You know, it's like, whoa, okay, well, dude's gonna come by and show me what he can do for free. Yeah, fuck it, why not? Or sorry about that. Sorry about the language. screw it, why not? You know.
Well, yeah, and if he's checking you out on social media and sees, you know, 25 other Corvettes or Challengers or whatever, it's like, oh dang, like this guy's actually legit. And that's where a lot of people ask too about, like, you know, social media and is it really, you know, what's the ROI and blah, 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 blah. And I always state that it's always a supporting role, right? There's never one thing that's going to kill it, because when you're reaching out to them through the car groups or whatever, and then they either go back to your website or they go back to your social media pages and it supports what you're promoting, that's where the money's at, you know, not necessarily just in a Facebook page.
You have to be aggressive too. You can't just sit around and wait for this stuff to come to you or wait for things to happen. Whenever I talked to you earlier in the week, I told you I spent one day.
Right.
I went through two different car clubs and I added almost 400 people to my personal friend page. And then I didn't target them directly, but I went over to my personal page and started for about 10, 15 minutes just inviting everybody in my friends list to like my business page. And so I was able to boost my personal page by over 400 people and my business page by over 100 people in a matter of 4 or 5 days. And so
that's huge.
You're pulling. Yeah, it's huge. And as a direct result of that, along with my June coding special, I did it. This is my first Facebook promotional ad that I did. I think I did a 10-day run and a $90 spend for a reach of around 15 to 40,000 people. It's like 5 days in, my organic reach is about 4,000, my paid reach is 6,000, and my post clicks is about 700 clicks. But I've booked at least four or five coatings in the last week as a direct result of this particular marketing push that I'm doing.
Wow.
I mean, that, you know, I've spent, probably invested 10 to 15 hours into it as a whole, but that has been an ROI, a return of $5,000 or $6,000 in business for me. And it's good clients. It's clients that have multiple cars that they're going to want you to work on. You know, you only have to get in the door and make that impression one time, and that's going
right.
to repeat itself time and time again. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can, I'm sure you have friends that have nice cars, or you know your dad's friends, or through your network, you know people that have nice cars. If you need to build your Facebook presence so that you have some photos to showcase your work, reach out to those people, offer them a discounted price, go do it for free if you have to. You know, you've talked about that stuff. It's okay to do free work, but you should always ask in something in return. I always try to ask for referrals.
Sure.
You know, well, is there anybody else that you think that could take advantage or would appreciate the same service that I gave to you today? Well, yeah, there, of course there is. Do you mind putting me in contact with them? You know, don't be afraid to ask. You don't get anything you don't ask for. If you're not aggressive, if you're not trying to build that network, if you're not asking for business, then you're not going to get it. So you can't sit around and wait. You have to be aggressive. You have to be pushy. You have to be unconventional. You have to be willing to take tons of action. You're the only person that's going to make a difference. So if you're not doing it, then nobody else is, you know?
And what's the worst that could happen, right?
Yeah.
They say no.
I've had a couple people say, hey, I don't know you. Why did you friend request me? And I just say, I'm a detailer. I saw that through a mutual car group we're in, you have a nice car. I'd love to work on it. And they can either tell me to piss off or, okay, not interested, or yeah, we'll come take a look at it.
Or they may be interested in,
care.
Right, or they may be interested in 3 years. You know, so mm-hmm. this is a direct play for here and now and for 2-3 years from now.
Yeah, like I said, you're always going to be in their news feed, so they're always going to be seeing your pictures, especially if you're active in your social media. I mean, I post stuff every day. I don't necessarily detail every day, but I post pictures of cars or products or little quick videos. I mean, I'll post stuff all the time. And so all my friends and stuff are like, damn, you blew this up super big. And it's like, well, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm doing well. I'm working to a point that I'd like to be at. I'm not there yet, but I make it look like I'm just famished with business, you know, just completely overrun because of how I market myself or how I put myself out there in the social media platform.
Totally. And there's a good, if you don't want to actually sit and do that every single day, there's a good like post scheduler that I use, because I like posting stuff every day to my pages as well. And it's called Buffer, B-U-F-F-E-R. And you could actually schedule posts out for really as long as you want. You could do probably a whole year in advance as many times a day as you want. So that may...
I've never heard of Buffer, but I've used Hootsuite.
Yeah, same idea.
You can connect every social platform and you can schedule stuff like that. So.
Yep, exactly. So that's kind of a hack, you know, because that's what I could see a lot of people saying is, oh my gosh, this is going to take so much time and I don't have time for that. I barely have enough, even though they are looking for new clients and have a lot of time, they don't have a lot of time. And so they need hacks. And I'm a big fan of like hacking everything in life to try to get what I want.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so
streamline efficiency. Yes.
Totally. So Buffer is one of those tools that I use on a regular basis. Cause like you, I can go in, I could really spend a couple hours one day and post out 2 or 3 months. You know,
yeah,
five
sure.
days a week. Five days a week. I don't do weekends. I don't know why, but, you know, post out 5 days a week. And then sometimes I'll be getting these tags and notifications, and I'm like, what the hell did I post? You know, and then it's like, oh, yeah.
Have you done any research about, I know there's some research material that will actually dictate days and times that people are most active in different social outlets. And so you can even look for that information so that your posts are covering a wider range. They say you have to do it like 7 times a day if you wanted to hit everybody on your friends list.
Yeah.
That's how often you have to post.
And I don't post nearly that much.
And that's excessive. I don't do that. But it's just giving a perspective, you know.
Yeah.
If you post something one day and you don't post for 3 days, you're not really reaching anybody.
Right. And I think Hootsuite and Buffer will do that, like give you optimized times and stuff. I personally don't worry about it too much, only because I look at it more as a supporting role than anything. So I just want, if someone finds me elsewhere and they go back to one of my social media pages, I just want there to be relevant content within the last day or two, you know, because if you think about it through your own search patterns, and say you stumble across a restaurant and then you hop over to their Yelp profile and it's like, this is kind of iffy, let me go over to their Facebook page, and they haven't posted anything since 2014, it's kind of like, for me personally, it gives a weird taste in my mouth and kind of like, oh, do they not really care? You know?
Yeah, and you should invite people to do reviews on your page. You need to be following up, you know. How was your service? If it was amazing, would you mind going to my business page? Here's the link.
Right.
You know, that's going to bring those people to your business page too. And I know that you're working on some really great things that are going to be a tool for helping with client acquisition management and retention that you'll be talking about in the future. And so that those things are very, very important. It's to build your network, be active, connect with them multiple times. I think too, if guys would invest some more time into creating content, like I bought a tripod and I'll just take videos with my cell phone of me working, and I can put together like cool little time lapses, or I can still frame and take a photo out of videos that I've made. And so that's having more content is going to give you the ability to reach out and post something new and relevant and different more frequently.
Totally.
So it's worth taking those videos and utilizing them to be able to reach your target market.
And that's one thing I've totally sucked at, but it's so true. And here's the thing, you're already doing the work anyway, and you already have a phone that's good enough. You don't have to have like this insanely perfect quality video that's all edited and blah, 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 blah. You can literally just document whatever you're doing, you know, that's it.
Yes. And then post it.
Why not? And then post it. So what else you got for us, Travis?
Trying to think. I don't know. I think we should probably just circle back another time. I feel like that's a great resource for guys to take out and use and just see how it works for them. And we can put together some correlating stuff later,
because totally.
I'm about to tee off at the golf course.
Because we're doing this on a Sunday. But yeah, I think that in and of itself, friend requesting people, finding car groups, and not being a spam person, but bringing value through the value that you could deliver to them and making their car better, should keep guys plenty busy this week or until next time we record. If people want to get a hold of you, I'll have it linked in the show notes below, but how can they kind of call you and be like, hey, you know, maybe they want some more information. I know you're able and willing to share with them.
Yeah.
How can they find you?
Travis McNutt, McNutt, Peanut. That's my Facebook page. And then also if you do Texas Show Shine, all one word, then I'll come up. Texas Show Shine Detailing, same thing for Instagram. And yeah, from the last podcast, a lot of guys reached out to me, and I'm totally happy to offer feedback. But most of the time, what I see is guys just, they want, there's a disconnect between wanting something and getting something.
Yep.
It's the do. Like, what are you doing? You have to do a lot. And so most guys want it, but they're not doing it. So I would say the very first thing is take some action, you know, be aggressive, get out there and freaking try instead of just sitting around thinking about it.
Love it, man. Thanks for coming back on the show. Have fun at your golf game.
Thanks, Jimbo.
All right, man.
Jay Balaam.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys, for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Of course, everything you need is over at autodetailingpodcast.com. Have a resources page, links to Travis, show notes, all that. Where I'm probably most active also is on my Facebook page, both personal and Auto Detailing Podcast Facebook pages. So you can check those out. Of course, they're in the show notes page. I love your guys' reviews on Facebook, on iTunes, wherever you get your podcatcher. Sharing the show is probably the best way. Sharing your favorite tips, tricks, episodes across Facebook groups, all that really helps enhance the show and enhance our community. And lately I've just been really stoked on the community that we've built together here, a community that I feel is really positive, encouraging, and there's not a whole lot of smack. There is, but I allow some of it. But for the most part, I really am really, really excited about the community that we're building around the Auto Detailing Podcast, whether that be the guests, the people that interact, the sponsors, all that stuff is really playing into the vision that I had for this podcast before I even started it. Almost over, we're coming up on 3 years ago since I started this thing. So if you're listening from the beginning, you just started listening last week, you just started listening today, just know that I really, really appreciate you and want to hear from you. So reach out to me via the Facebook pages or however is easiest for you. Email, that takes a little bit longer. Facebook message, whatever. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed this one with Travis. Get out there and take action. And I'll see you next week on the Auto Detailing Podcast.